This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Leo. It's Raise Your Game. I'm here with Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com. Now, each color, according to her, has its own unique quality that's able to evoke certain feelings from an individual. Tapping into the various properties and effects of color, Evelyn is a stress management color therapist. So in this first of this four-part series, she'll be sharing with us how color can help manage stressful conditions at the workplace. And today it is about that, managing workplace stress. So good to be seeing you again. We always start off, you know, like as if we've known each other for many years. Though you were on air a few months back, right? And maybe we can just quickly share the principles of color therapy again.
Hi, good morning again to all. It's great to be back. And yeah, we've been talking about color personality the last session. And today we touch a lot about, okay, knowing your personality, knowing your color, how can you actually enhance or remedy when you're out of tune, your color is out. So color therapy is actually a lot about how you tune back the color that is out. So we believe that there are seven colors, like the chakras, seven colors. So color therapy is just simple, using color element, color properties to sync back whatever color that is out.
Okay, and of course, how these colors, how do you find out your own colors would be derived from your birth dates?
That is more on color personality. Mm-hmm. But of course, we also can use another method to, we call it the diagnosing the color using dosing session, where you actually can find out out of that seven chakra which one is actually called in tune or out of tune. So we have during the workshop, like stress management workshop that I do, we will get a participant to use something like a pendulum to actually find out whether it's, you know, turning to the right.
Oh, really?
Or it's totally stuck. That means your energy is totally blocked. So yeah, it's something that we could do as well to find out which color is out. Another way is you yourself would know what is out. So if you feel stressed out and the issue has something to do with, for instance, feeling a little bit like off the ground, you know, like lower self-esteem, you know, losing your self-confidence, something like that. That is usually has a lot to do with red element, red chakra. So you know by yourself, okay, I think I'm really out with red.
Okay.
So how do I sync back my red energy? So today's session is a little bit more about how, when you're aware what is out, how can you sync it back?
Okay. Right.
And
you call it color dosing.
Okay, we call it like dosing the color, like finding out which color is out. But again, you can also use color cards, finding out which color you are attracted to a lot and which color that you really dislike lately. That is also another indication. Yeah, so it's recently if you started to
magenta.
And then, you know, what is it about magenta that, you know, that is really, you know, repelling of, you know, is it, okay, that's one example.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go deep into that.
I'm moving ahead of myself.
Okay.
So you were saying that there were seven colors, and we'll stick to the personality at the moment. So we'll talk about career at the moment. When you talk about the seven colors, what are the different colors like when it comes to career?
Okay, of course, we can't solely based on color to determine what kind of careers we will get into, but it is actually a basic hint, maybe some guidelines, guidance for us to understand our own characters. Like, for instance, like out of these nine personalities, in brief, we're talking about a person who comes from red personality. This person would or be attracted to career that is very physical, very physical, something that has to do with short-term projects.
This is what color, sorry?
Red color.
Red, okay.
Yeah, red color. So group dynamics, you know, they like to be in a team. So anything that goes into sales or maybe in military, you find a lot of red personality, police force, you know. Entrepreneur as well, a lot come from red. And then orange will be very much attracted to work that is based on like competition. Win lose thing, they are just attracted by this pushing themselves to win, you know, competing with someone else or maybe with some in projects, you know,
right,
competing with time. And risk taker, an orange, the risk taker. For yellow, yellow person likes a lot to do with creativity, writing particularly, and then writing, not so much on the art side, but writing. So they do great in work like media, advertising, you know, journalism. We have a lot of media friends who comes from yellow color. And the next color, we talk about green. Okay, green, you find a lot of green in business, in the management. So green works really good in work that strategize, planning. But when it comes to executing, they got to get the red to help. So the green would be much more on the seeing the big picture person. So they are very suitable in work that involves planning and strategy. And then it comes blue. Okay, blue, the main value of blue is communication, talking. So blue works really well with a one-to-one session with people that it could be sales work, but it has to be like a lot of one-to-one because they like to talk, you know, like to talk. And it they like to talk. Okay, by the way, I'm blue, right?
Oh, okay.
And then it comes
great for interviews.
Okay, then it comes to color like indigo. Indigo works in a very unique way. They have their own values of very much into trust and integrity. So in the work that they do, is very much they inspire others by being emphasizing on values like this, integrity, conformity, and things like that. Okay, and comes to what's the next color? Violet.
Of course.
Violet. Okay. Violet. They are really good at research work, new ideas, visionary things. Because Violet has a lot of great, fantastic ideas, which people can't see it yet at this point, but it is something that they already see it in the next 5 years is going to work this way. So if you put a Violet in a career that involves R&D, you know, planning for the future and things like that, it would be excellent for them.
Okay.
But again, planning and thinking, not so much on the action as well. Yeah, and talking to people, mass group training would be very suitable for Violets. And we come to the next color, which is magenta. Okay, your favorite color. Magenta is very much of a person who, if given a choice, they like to be on their own doing freelance work. So they're good with numbers. Okay, and financial plannings are something that attract them. Okay, and also artistic things, but more on the physical part, not so much on the abstract. So you have goal. Goal will really attract to management work, corporate line, and also entrepreneurship.
Okay, so I guess also on your website, you tell people how to calculate what their colors are. So, and it's just based on your birth dates and getting to that one number that denotes which color you belong to. So I guess it's one is red, two is orange, three is yellow, that kind of thing. So it'd be very interesting if you want to do that. You can actually find out what color you are. And you also, you know, I guess when we talk about workplace stress, which we'll discuss a little later. We also want to find out what the different colors are like as leaders right after this with Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com. It's Race Game, BFM 89.9. Good morning, it's Race Game. This is Frida Liu, Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com, and she's a stress management color therapist using colors based on your birth date and how these colors actually, you know, help you in different areas in life. You know, we've got a series right now, a color therapy series, and we're discussing managing workplace stress with color therapy. We discuss a little on about how the different colors affect or, you know, get people attracted to certain careers. What are the different colors like in leadership?
Okay, leadership is also it doesn't have to be a leadership in terms of a given position at work or a manager post or a boss, but it's also how you actually manage an issue in a team or manage issues in your life. So leadership, if you come from a red personality, for instance, the way you manage the team is very much on action oriented. You will really push the team to the finishing line. So energy, courage is the main theme for the leadership style. So people get inspired because of your endless energetic energy, the stamina that you have. So for orange, the way they lead the team is very much on the risk-taking. They will actually give a lot of confidence to their team because they dare to take the risk, dare to be different, and they know what, before they do something, they actually know what the other person is thinking, what the other opponent is thinking. So that inspires the team and lead the team. So for a yellow, yellows leaders like to do things together with the team. They're involved together, hands-on, very hands-on person. So that's how they enroll themselves together with the team members. So that's how the team get inspired by doing it together with their team leader. So when it comes to green, green leads the team by giving a lot of information. They are really good with data. So before they talk, they already done a lot of homework.
Yeah. all so the don't data. Question them.
Yeah, huh? You don't question them. Okay, they have all the facts and everything ready. So this actually is one of the ways to inspire the team. Is how they lead the team, mm-hmm. and they can be trusted because of the information that they he got from. And then it comes to the color of blue. Now blue, if given a choice, they would prefer shared leadership. They do not really like to really take up the main role of leaders, but shared leadership, a little bit like yellow, they like to do it together with the team and together with another leaders. So it's very hands-on, personalized, heart-to-heart talk with the team, slower in getting things up, but very effective because he or she will really build up the foundation with the team. So that's how the leadership for blue. As for indigo, again, integrity, trust is the main thing that he would drive the team. Mm-hmm. So this is what the team would get inspired because everything will be based on the value of integrity, on trust. So they really put the emphasis on this. And as for magenta leads a team by being unique, by being different, by being seeing things in a different perspective. It could be a same issue which people look at it in the same angle of problem solving, but the magenta would come up with something totally opposite. Mm. And this inspires the team. This is how they lead the team, to think out of the box, to be different. And as for gold, the final one, okay, gold leaders are calm, okay, even though there are crisis happening whatsoever, mm-hmm. but you will see people going after to the gold leaders. They somehow project the calm, they know what needs to be done and all that, although deep down inside, they don't know what's going on, they don't know how to solve this, but somehow this is the energy they project out to the team members. So this is the way they lead. Everything has to be systematically, protocols, okay, what to do next and all that. Somehow it's in their head. They just know what needs to be done.
Did you mention violet?
Okay, I purposely missed out violet because I want you to ask.
See?
Okay, for violet leaders, violet style is very much on charismatic.
Really?
Okay, they lead by being very charismatic in the sense that they talk a lot. They motivate. They use a lot of motivation. Skill to lead the team.
Okay.
So it's very much on not telling people what to do, but inspiring the team, what they need to do for themselves. You know, that's how they talk a lot like blue, but somehow towards more on the mass group, towards the big group.
Yeah. Okay. How do you ensure people work well in the team? Because you know you're gonna get different colors working together.
This is an interesting topic that I usually share with the corporates in the sense that if a team leader knows. The team members, who is in the department, their life colors. It would be a lot easier to find out how to make them work together and maybe even reassign certain job tasks based on their characteristics as well. So if you know ahead what is the color of your team members, you have a better advantage on how a certain colors, we have something called compatibility. Okay, although it works very much on the relationship part, but it also works well in terms of
work,
colleagues
and
team members. So certain colors, somehow they just sync and they have frequency with one another. For example, a violet sync very well. Okay, I mentioned violet, because I don't want to miss out violet again. So violet syncs very well with colors like blue, red, and also violet itself. So if you have team members, if you want them to work together as a team, buddy team, you can match these two colors together.
Right.
So if your department requires something to be done, like maybe in the next 6 months, some action needs to be taken, or sales needs to be achieved, you know, and it is action time. So you might want to put the red personality into the leading role to drive the teams, to create that kind of energy.
Right.
So if the team is lacking of trust, lacking of a lot of team members' trust in you know, the trust issue and all that, you might want to put a blue leaders to lead the team.
Okay.
So things like that. If as a leader, you know how to manipulate. I wouldn't use the word manipulate, but how
but
to play around with the colors, then you will achieve a better result in a teamwork.
Do you find that people don't think this is mainstream enough? Because you know, it is based on numbers and all that.
Okay. It's something for us to explore. Okay. We could say that how can this be so true on the numbers? It's just based on birth dates, you know. So exploration. Experience all comes in. So there's nothing that you need to invest to really practice and apply this. It's just about understanding someone's color, how to apply and enhance it, you know, in a simple way, maybe putting up team building activities that involves colors. Experiment with it. Yeah,
okay.
And you will see the result coming in.
Now, also what happens when you've got someone in the group who clearly, you know, might not get along with others?
Okay, fire them. Just kidding. Okay, now as you were saying, there's bound to be there's always bound to be someone who is out of sync. Now I like to use the word out of sync in color because we are all human. There are sometimes in moment in our life when we are in tune and we are out of tune. So when we are out of tune, all the negative traits will usually come out. We become isolated, selfish, you know, withdrawn from a team. So if this is what's seen in the in one of team member usually at work, what we could do is probably to understand what is his color, and that's for sure he's out of sync with his own color. How can we help him to sync back his color? Maybe expose him more to his own color. Find out why is he behaving like that. So what is the symptoms like for, let's say, an orange when they're out of sync? They become very self.
Okay, so this is the managing stress part.
Yes.
So someone who is, so you're saying someone that is orange, when they're out of sync, when they're to manage, what should they do?
Okay, if they themselves is aware that they are out of sync, so they feel stressed up, definitely the stress will come. So you are in the office, you need to quick fix your stress in maybe 5-10 minutes. So find something where you can expose to. Actually, there are many ways to have color therapy remedies through the seven senses. You can actually use color sense like clothing and all that.
Ah, okay.
Probably also through the sense of smell. Some ladies like to use aromatherapy because oil also comes in different colors represented by different plants. Like, for example, lavender is represented by violet.
Right.
And then you can actually use music tones. It's something which I call it the Safeggio scale, where you hear the tune, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. So every tone actually represented by a color.
Right.
Yeah, so you may use that to tune up yourself in a car before you get to work.
Okay.
Something like that.
Is there a particular style for each color, you know, in terms of how they should manage stress?
It is actually entirely based on the individual. So like for me, I prefer the sense of smell. I get in tune really fast when I'm stressed out with with using aromatherapy, using essential oil. So it can be as fast as 15 minutes. I just need to breathe in, you know, on inhaling.
That's why all these spas work so well.
But it has to be the right oil, you know, for that particular color. And then another way that works for me very well is using visualization, color visualization. So I just need to take a deep breath for 5-10 minutes and visualize that my color, the color that I need to sink in, comes to my mind and things like that. So it actually works for me in that way.
So next week we'll be talking about managing relationships with color therapy. I know we've got a series of topics. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week. Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com in our color therapy series. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.